Do you want to be inspired by other brilliant business owners? Find out how and why they set their brilliant businesses up. Discover some of the triumphs and struggles they faced along the way. If so, then you are in the right place. Welcome to the Brilliant Businesses Podcast. We interview business owners to find out their story and journey as to how they set their businesses up. We believe that story is an important way of making their businesses shine, and we share those stories on this podcast. Keep building those brilliant businesses.
So good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Brilliant Businesses podcast. My name is Nick Bryant, and I'm very pleased to be joined this morning by Norma Wilkie. Good morning, Norma.
Good morning, Nick.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Good, yes. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
So Norma's business is called Mind Fitness, which is a really interesting play on words, which we'll talk about. Now, you provide reflexology and life coaching services. But the word mindfulness is fascinating because it's what you do is you access the nerve ends of the feet, so you can alleviate symptoms such as backaches, hot flushes, headaches, and all sorts of problems, but also provide relaxation to people. I want to start the interview, Norma, if we can, by you just giving us a little bit about your background and how you got to where you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
To give you some of my background, we need to go back to where I was born. I was born in Argentina,
yes,
a country in South America. Mm-hmm. And since I was a baby, I suffered from asthma.
Okay.
So I have to admit that my passion for alternative therapies was shaped by my dad.
Okay.
Yeah, he was very spiritual, and he had a very holistic way to approach to life.
Okay.
So to help me to go through my asthma attack, he always was giving me natural remedies,
right,
herbal teas, and obviously together with my medication.
Mm.
I was medicated by a GP.
Okay.
He encouraged me to do spiritual things like meditation. But when I became a teenager, as all teenagers do...
You wasn't interested in that.
I wasn't interested. I didn't want to hear a thing about that.
Yeah.
But by the age of 22, there was a day that changed my life.
Okay.
Because I came to the realization that every time I was going to take an exam, 3 days prior to the exam, I was coming down with an asthma attack or bronchitis or chest infection. So I went to see my GP in Argentina thinking he's going to change the medication or perhaps put me on a higher doses.
Yeah.
Instead, we had a lovely conversation of half an hour.
Right.
And he said to me that, in fact, my asthma was partially triggered because of the way I was coping with emotional situations quite well. I wasn't resilient enough.
Mm, okay.
And he gave me two pieces of advice. One was that I needed to accept that there was a weakness in one part of my body.
Yeah.
And the other piece of advice was seek for a complementary therapy.
Okay.
Like nice. Yoga or meditation.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So when I left the consulting room, I thought, okay, the same as my dad.
Hmm.
So that day, one of my colleagues, by pure chance, said to me, would you like to come to me to an institute where they teach you some techniques through meditation, so you can manage your stress levels better.
Right.
And then you become more resilient. And I said, okay.
Hmm.
So that was the day that I met Umberto, who was my first mentor.
Okay.
And he gave me all the tools to practice, because the secret of mindfulness lies in the gentle and kindness practice.
Okay.
But you have to practice.
Hmm.
To get results, you have to practice and you have to be gentle with yourself.
Yeah.
From that day, I practiced every single day. And then I met Fernanda, who was my other mentor. And then I met my husband, who is English. I came to live here.
Yeah.
I started working for the wine industry. And then I stopped meditating.
Okay.
But the tools were always there. Mm. Because when there was a conflict at work, because when you relate with people, conflict yes. is inevitable.
Oh, yeah.
Because all your things that you need to work on, they start coming out yeah. to the surface. So I always knew that the situation wasn't going to change. Mm. I need to change. Mm. And that reminds me of a book. I don't know if you read Man's Search for Meaning.
I don't know that one. I have to look that up. Yeah.
And it was written by a doctor.
Okay.
Who lived in Austria, right. Viktor Frankl.
Okay.
And he spent 3 years in a concentration camp.
All right.
And one of his quotes, it's, if you are unable to change a situation, you are challenged to change yourself.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's what we do with mindfulness.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah.
And then I worked nearly 20 years for the company, but the last 5 years or 6 years, I trained as a reflexologist, right. and I was doing in part-time basis until I resigned in 2021,
yep.
and then I'm full on with reflexology.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. life coaching. Yeah.
Yeah. You said earlier that you sort of relate the foot to the body and that you can access the whole body through the foot.
To the foot, exactly.
Yeah. Talk us through
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Because reflexology is, a complementary therapy that is based in a theory that the body is divided in 10 vertical lines.
Yes.
So an American nurse took the basis of this theory, and then she wrote like a map of your entire body in the feet.
Yes.
Feet or hand.
Okay, yeah.
And she knew that, for example, these are the lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
And in this line, we got the kidneys and the adrenal gland. But if something is blocked there, which is my work, when I'm massaging the feet or the hands,
yeah.
if I notice that there is a tenderness, or hardness,
yeah.
my job is to apply pressure
okay.
in order to break down the waste material underneath the nerve end.
Right.
And with that, I promote blood circulation and relaxation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And your neck is here. So I work all these things.
Yeah.
So I got a variety of clients. I've got clients that they are confined to bed
wow.
because reflexology is really good for relaxation.
Mm.
And when they relax, at least I can alleviate a little bit of the pain or the body will alleviate the pain that they are going through.
Okay.
Then I got women going into the perimenopause and menopause.
Yeah.
I got men suffering from arthritis
okay.
that they come and they feel that they feel better.
Yeah.
Reflexology can boost your immune system as well. So sometimes when we are going into the changing of the seasons, people
yeah.
come to see me. But treating my clients, and especially those that they come because they are seeking for relaxation,
yeah.
it works really well. But the benefits are not going to last long if we don't address the mind.
Okay, yeah.
Because that's the thing with mindfulness,
yes.
with the name of my business.
Mm.
I wanted to reflect that the mind and the body needs to be aligned.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So how does this bit also access the mind then? Because it accesses parts of your body.
Exactly.
You've got a little brain there. You're going to show us, aren't you?
Well, the little brain is about mindfulness.
Okay, yeah. Yes, yeah, yeah.
Because and there is a case study that was conducted by Harvard University.
Mm.
And it was called a wandering mind is an unhappy mind.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So after doing the whole case study, they realized that 47% of our awaking time, we are not aligned with our body.
Right.
Our body is here because it's the only thing that is in the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the mind is always somewhere else.
Yes.
And that happened, I don't know, to me when I'm cooking sometimes.
Yeah.
I need to start focusing on my breathing to bring the mind here. Otherwise, the mind, because the mind has a tendency to create thoughts all the time.
It can just plant stuff in there,
exactly.
Isn't it?
You go,
where does that come from?
Exactly. Mm. And so it's a powerful tool to teach,
yeah,
because that helped me to go through difficult situations with changes, with approaching them in a different way.
Yeah.
And when you do meditation, when you practice one of the techniques, one of the techniques is to concentrate on the breathing.
Yeah.
So you bring your mind to, you focus your mind in your breathing.
To your breathing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
hold
this
that up
brain,
a little bit.
This little brain, sorry.
Yes.
The brain, when you are doing that, is pretty much in silence.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Except for this part of the brain, which is the prefrontal cortex.
Yeah.
Okay. So you are there. But because our, how do you say, our span of attention is too limited, our mind will drift away.
Right,
inevitable.
Mm.
It's involuntary, okay?
Yeah.
So after a while, the mind realizes that because there is inside two parts of the brain that bring the mind back.
Okay, right. Yeah.
You must have noticed that sometimes you are doing something, thinking something else, and then you come back.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what mindfulness does is to reinforce that mechanism.
Okay. Yeah.
But after a while that you practice and practice, mindfulness is a powerful tool for self-development, self-awareness. Let's say that you are having, I don't know, an argument with a colleague. Because you've been practicing and you know how to be more present, in a matter of seconds, you will see yourself as a mirror and you will say, oh, I wouldn't like anybody to treat me like that.
Yeah.
And then you have your purpose there.
Right, okay.
And you make your choice of changing or continue like you are.
And the practice of meditation to change that, that takes time, doesn't it?
It takes time.
Yeah.
It's everything in life.
Mm.
Everything takes time. And also, you mustn't seek results. It's something that it has to be approached with curiosity.
Yeah.
What happened with my sense and my body when I'm doing this? Because everybody is different.
Yes.
So you can't compare. You mustn't judge.
Mm.
And be kind to yourself all the time.
Yeah.
And then through a period of time, you are going to experiencing some changes.
Okay.
Let's say you start practicing 30 minutes every single day, perhaps in 4 weeks or in 2 weeks. And then you start, I always advise people to write it down.
Okay.
Because then
you don't forget it.
Then forget it.
Yeah. So that's, so when you, like you said earlier, you do the reflexology on the feet and into the body, but you've got to learn how to work that mind.
The mind.
So you then also help them going forward, like on a monthly or weekly basis,
exactly,
to show them techniques, techniques on how to, to be mindfulness.
I give a technique.
Mindful.
I do a service that is half an hour mindfulness, half an hour reflexology.
Yeah.
Because obviously sometimes with the breathing, you move quite a lot of things and it could be emotional. So then with reflexology, I try to release the energy and relax them. And sometimes we all suffer sometimes in one part of our lives, resentment or you regret something. And all that is in the body as well.
Is it? It's not just the mind?
Yeah.
Okay.
So sometimes I ask my clients when they are doing the meditation, where do they feel in the body?
Oh, right. Okay. Feel the pain somewhere.
Feel the pain.
Yeah. And they can usually pinpoint it, can they?
Yeah.
Wow.
And some people say, oh, it's the chest.
Mm.
Or some people say, oh, it's my back or it's my hips. Yeah.
So at that point, you can then access the
and
hand,
then
the body
I
through
go,
the hand.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier also now that you're on NHS lists.
Yes.
Which is really good.
Yes, it's really good. It was 5 months ago, the NHS accepted reflexology as a complementary therapy that helps a lot of individuals that they are suffering from cancer, But a lot of patients, sometimes they go because they suffer from headache. And sometimes it's all caused because of the level of the stress they are on.
Yeah.
So, yes, you can go to the NHS reflexologist website.
Okay.
And people can put their postcode and it will display a list of qualified reflexologists nearby.
Okay, that's good. That's good to know.
And I'm there.
Yeah, good. And so mindfulness is, I think we chatted about this before, that you're not really taught it at school or anything like that either. And they it should be part of the curriculum, shouldn't it?
Yes, I think. Know? I think there are some private schools that they got that services. Yes.
Yeah, it's really important.
I think it's really important also for teenagers.
Mm.
For young people that they graduate from university and they don't know where to go.
Yeah.
And there is so much available and so much uncertainty nowadays.
Mm.
And I think that's why sometimes the body wants to protect us. So that's why when we are stressed, we are releasing cortisol.
Mm.
And we see the uncertainty outside, like a danger.
Mm.
But what we need to learn is how to live with those changes, how to approach them, because it's not like a lion is coming to, you know.
Of course, yeah, it's not that bad, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
I think a big one is women's health, because it's women suffering with menopause and those conditions really struggle. And I think if you found a way to help them, then that's...
Yes,
really
I ran a workshop last year to change your mindset for a healthy one to approach perimenopause and menopause.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been having a lot of clients going through menopause and they are on HRT, which is not bad. If they need HRT, they need to do it.
Mm.
Some of them, they want to come off HRT because they feel that they got more headaches. So they come to me and they come off gradually. There are a lot of things available there.
Yeah.
Also, you need to change the nutrition. You need to be on a diet high in the green vegetables because they got a compound that they mimic estrogens.
Yeah. Okay.
And also because estrogen, you only get it from your adrenal glands when you are going into the menopause.
Mm, okay. Yeah, it's a big topic.
It's a big topic.
So the other things that you help people with, let's just run, because you also mentioned on your website about pregnancy and fertility as well.
Yes, I do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Because obviously it promotes oxytocin, which is the hormone of love.
Yeah.
And it creates a bond with the baby.
Okay.
Some of my pregnant clients come because of the pain in the back.
Right, yeah.
And also to prepare the body for pregnancy.
Okay.
And a month ago, I received a pregnant who was overdue.
Right, okay.
And I think the midwife said, I can't remember, it was the midwife or somebody said, before we are going to induce your birth, go and see a reflexology.
Okay, that's good.
And she came and in a couple, I can't remember if it was 8 or 10 hours, and she gave birth naturally.
Look at that. Isn't that?
Because sometimes you need to relax.
Mm. Yeah, that's really important. Let's also just talk about where are you based and where can you go?
I'm based in Clovra.
Yeah.
I got my private consulting room there.
Okay.
Near the community hospital,
yes.
Harlequin Lane. And then when I run workshops, I hire a yoga studio or village halls or community center.
Okay.
And I'm planning to run now a series of workshops in September, October, November and December.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you go and visit people as well?
I do that.
Privately, if you like.
Yes.
Yeah.
If they cannot, if they got a mobility problems, sometimes I go. I can go. I can take a reflexology treatment chair with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, can you do it online? But obviously, if you're doing that, you can't do that. But you could do the mindfulness online.
Yeah, I thought about doing that.
Yeah.
Yes, putting a service like in Zoom and run a workshop online.
Yeah, it could be worth a try.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you enjoy about it the most normally? Like, is it, you know, helping people, I guess?
Yes, what I enjoy more is I think what enjoyment is, one is to help people, that people can go and feel relaxed. And perhaps if I say a word and they go and think about that, then they start thinking in trying to change.
Okay.
I think what I enjoy is helping people to think that they can do it. I know that in extreme cases of anxiety and depression, you need to go and see your GP.
Yeah.
But there are cases that they can solve their life by doing meditation, by sitting down, having their time, engage themselves in activity that they like, just directing them. It's what I enjoy.
Yeah, that's really good. And so if someone wanted to start off doing meditation, what sort of period of time? Because it's really hard to switch off, isn't it?
I
know that's part of the meditation process, but to start off with, what is, do you do 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 1 minute?
I start sometimes with... the thing is, because I'm guiding them, so I bring them to the present moment.
Okay.
And sometimes we do 15 or 20 minutes, and they think, oh, that was...
Really quickly.
Really quickly.
Yeah.
They didn't notice.
Okay.
It went really quickly. So they need to learn then with time to bring... to bring their mind to the present.
Right.
But that's practice, like everything.
Yes, yeah. And it starts with breathing, I think, from what you're saying.
It starts for breathing or focusing on one part of your body.
Okay.
There is a meditation called the scan body, the body scan, and we go through it slowly through different parts of the body, and they focus the attention there.
Yeah. We spoke also about, this is off of that topic, but maybe you can help businesses and staff in businesses that are all struggling with maybe their mental health.
Yes, I think it would be brilliant that businesses can invest some money on that, because overall they will recover all that in the human resources, because they will, people get more, gain more clarity when they do this. More concentration.
Yeah. Well, because stress in the workplace is
exactly.
Is big,
and when
it?
You have more clarity, you can take better decisions.
Yes.
From a place of safetiness.
Yeah. Well, let's look out for that for you. So if anyone is struggling with mental health and pain in the body, they can come to you.
I always said if they are suffering really...
then GP.
They need to go and see the GP first.
Okay. But if anyone wants to get in touch with Norma, on your website, all the details are on there, aren't they, Norma?
And the details and the price list, and I'm going to advertise all the workshops there as well.
Excellent.
And everybody can send me an email.
Yes.
There are a lot of people send me email because they want to know more about reflexology and mindfulness.
Yeah.
And I'm there.
You're there to help. Yeah, so if anyone's got any questions, just email Norma. That's probably the best bet. Yeah. So thank you very much for coming in, Norma.
Thank you to you. Thank you for inviting me.
It's really interesting. Yeah. I love the name Mindfulness. I'd never heard of that before, and I think it's such a great spin on words.
Yeah, we were working on my website because I used to trade as New Reflexology because I wanted to incorporate more techniques. And then when I started doing my new website with some people were helping me, I said, I want to come with another name because I need to reflect the food, the mind, and the mindfulness. And then I said, we all said mindfulness.
Light bulb moment.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. Brilliant. Okay, well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
We'll wrap up there and we'll see you all for another podcast soon. Thanks, Norma.
Thank you.
Thank you.